I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News. Billings Public Works Department has some suggestions for businesses and facilities getting ready to reopen under Governor Steve Bullock's phased reopening directive, including thinking about their pipes. If a business or facility has been closed down, chances are there's no water moving through the pipes, and that may mean a lower water bill, but it also can mean stagnant water. Lewis Ingalls, Billings Water Quality Division Manager, says that's not good.
If it sits stagnant, it can lose its chlorine residual, and that can cause bacteria to grow, like Legionella. It can also cause lead or copper to leach into the water if it's allowed to sit for too long.
Ingalls says you need to draw fresh water into the system. He recommends flushing to the furthest reaches of the business's plumbing system and running water through that tap until it runs cold.
And when it runs cold or colder, that is indication that the water from the city distribution main has made it through your plumbing. We recommend 3 to 5 minutes after that point just to ensure that you're getting the freshest water.
The Environmental Protection Agency and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have checklists for restoring water service. Steps include inspecting the plumbing, draining and cleaning out hot water heaters, flushing hot water lines, flushing cold water lines, and draining and cleaning water storage facilities. Ingalls says that ensures the safest water for the business's clients and staff. I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.